USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
$40 billion in proposed aid to Ukraine is stuck in the Senate after Senate Republican Rand Paul blocked passage of the bill, saying the United States economy will only suffer with more spending. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty agrees.
Well, that money certainly has a place, a better place and a higher use, in my view, to be dealt with issues right here at home. Again, borrowing money that we don't have, to spending it on areas of the world where there may be a crisis. I don't think America has anything against Ukraine. We don't want to see them fail, but we have problems right here at home.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Senator Paul says he wants language inserted into the bill without a vote that would have an inspector general scrutinize the new spending. A new Monmouth University poll found that President Joe Biden's approval rating is 38%, and only 18% of Americans say the country is on the right track. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A federal judge in Louisiana is hearing arguments Friday on whether the Biden administration can lift Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum. The authority is called Title 42, and since March 2020, it's been used more than 1.8 million times to deny illegal immigrants a chance to seek asylum in the United States.
When we met with Border Patrol agents on the front lines, they said that this crisis will get even worse with the Biden administration's catastrophic plan to lift Title 42.
New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is getting a second four-year term after sailing through a Senate confirmation. The final vote was 80-19. The nation's central bank raising the interest rate by a half a percentage point last week, Powell becoming Fed Chair in 2018 after being tapped by former President Donald Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As COVID cases across the nation increase, the president marks a grim milestone.
One day after his party failed to pass a massive abortion rights bill in the Senate, President Joe Biden paused on Thursday to remember the 1 million people in the U.S. who've died from COVID-19.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
The president is calling on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the state's legislature to allow families to put education dollars towards schools of their choice, including private schools. Abbott saying empowering parents means giving them the choice to send their children to any public school, charter school, or private school with state funding following the student. The Miami Heat are going to the Eastern Conference Finals after eliminating the Philadelphia 76ers 99-90 in Game 6 of the NBA playoffs. Miami will face either the Bucks or Celtics for the right to go to the finals. Out west, the Dallas Mavericks aren't going home just yet after taking down the Phoenix Suns 113-86 in Game 6 of their series. The two will meet Sunday in Phoenix for Game 7. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.